Good morning. Our question today, a very important question for Pesach. Somebody who is not feeling well or somebody who regularly takes medication, but the medication that he usually takes or needs to take or the doctor advises that he take has chametz in it. Can you take it on Pesach? So obviously, if something is a pikuach nefesh, if it's necessary for life, even if it's a suffix pikuach nefesh, it could be life-threatening. There's no question, even if it's total chametz, it would be permitted and required to take it. We're dealing with somebody who doesn't have that situation, that it's a pikuach nefesh, that somebody is a chole she'ein bo sakana, somebody who is a chole, is sick, but there's no life-threatening situation here. Is it permitted to take those pills, the ingestible, swallowable pills? We're not talking about syrups and the like. Would it be permitted to swallow those pills on Pesach? So in fact, Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Tshuvas von Hagosh says that somebody who has to take a pill, whatever form, it's talking about tablet, etc., but that does not have a good taste to it. In other words, it has no taste, it has a bad taste to it. He's swallowing it simply because of refuah, he's not eating it. The Chazon Ish was of the view that it is no problem whatsoever taking it on Pesach. Typically, the actual medication in the pill is not chametz, it's what's the ma'amid. It's the item that gives it form and structure, more substance that holds the medication in it. And the Chazon Ish was of the view, lachen kevon sheino ro'i l'ma'achal adam, we're talking about swallowing a pill. This is not a food. It's not worthy for people to eat it. People wouldn't eat it. It would be permitted to take it on Pesach. Rav Sternbach continues a little later in his tshuva that their poskim iskimo, that the poskim agree, halacha lemaisa, that because we're not eating it, we're swallowing it, there is no problem, even if there is chametz in it. V'ita shapir v'kol shekem b'dinan didan, he said, certainly in our situation that it's just a tarovis, it's a mixture. Some of the pill is chametz, some is not. The ma'amid is the chametz, the rest of it is not. So certainly we can be lenient, and when it comes to somebody who is sick and that it's recommended that he take this pill, even though it has chametz in it, it is mutter, no problem. So in fact, Mi'ikar Adin, we don't have to be looking at the Pesach guides and the Pesach lists and seeing which of the pills have chametz in it, which don't, and avoiding the ones that have chametz in it. We see here that that's the psak of the poskim, that as long as it's in pill form and it doesn't have a positive good taste, we are swallowing it when there's a medical need. Even if there's chametz in it, it is mutter, no problem to take such medication. Rosh Sternbach does continue that there are those who are mahader, that when they take the pills that have chametz, they wrap it in some piece of paper to make it more lenient. But we see me'ikar adin, when it comes to somebody's achola, it is mutter, and indeed that is the psak of the Chazon Ish. Bottom line, if we have a pill that we want to take, that we need to take for a medical reason, it's not pikuach nefesh, and it doesn't have a good taste to it, it would be mutter for a chola to take it on Pesach, even if there is chametz inside that pill. Have a wonderful day.